Okay, have I? Hey, I can hear my voice. So, we have Sharon and Kate are coming up to do the Bible reading for us today. And you should have all got, when you came in, a little yellow card with a star in the corner. There's just a box up the front here if you didn't manage to pick one, but we'll be using those after the sermon. Meanwhile, I'm just going to grab this little thing for me because I forgot to do it earlier.
Morning. Let's try that again. Good morning. I'm Sharon, and this is Kate. We're going to read Psalm 148. Kate is going to read until she reaches her daily word limit, and then I'm going to take over from there.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord high above the earth. Praise him, all you angels. Praise him, all you armies of heaven. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him from the highest heavens, and you waters above the sky. Let them praise the Lord because they were created by his command. He set them in place forever and ever. Praise the Lord from the earth. Praise him, you large sea animals and all the oceans. Praise him, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, and stormy winds that obey him.
The lightning and the thunder was praising God this morning. Who heard it?
Oh yeah.
Yes, we did. Praise him, mountains and hills, fruit trees and cedar trees. Praise him, you wild animals and cattle, small crawling animals and birds. Praise him, you kings of the earth and all nations, princes and all rulers of the earth. Praise him, you young men and women, old people and children. Praise the Lord. He alone is great. He is greater than heaven and earth. God has given his people a king. He should be praised by all who belong to him. He should be praised by the Israelites, the people closest to his heart. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Cool. So, as you can see, today we are developing that theme. Oops, it fell over. Don't worry, this is not all notes. I've just got a copy of all the slides so that I don't lose track of where we're at. So we're going to be looking at the ideas of great and small. That psalm describes a whole lot of stuff in there as well. We've just had the Bible reading. I'll talk for a bit. And then the prayer activity with the cards. And then we've got some more people to help us pray. So the first theme we're picking up on is the vastness of creation is evidence of God's greatness. Creation is pretty big, so I had a fun time during the week playing with Google Earth. So, bet you can't guess what that is. So, anyone want to hazard a guess? Kids, feel free to call out as well. What do you think I'm going to zero in on? Richard, what do you reckon? You reckon it's going to be focusing in on New Zealand? Okay, what I actually did was focused in on the spot and went outwards taking screenshots as I went, but you get the idea. What part of New Zealand do you think I'm going to focus on? I'm hearing a whole lot of things, but yeah. Lower Hutt. I heard a Lower Hutt. That does definitely come up later. Any particular landmark you think we're going to be looking at? The stadium, absolutely. So we can take this huge, great, big, vast world and we've narrowed it in huge amounts. Let's go backwards again. So there are people who are far cleverer than me, far cleverer than Pastor Rob as well, who have taken a whole lot of information from satellites and all sorts of stuff, and they've done a whole lot of maths, and compared the sizes of all the planets in our solar system and a whole lot of stars that we can see. Now, from Earth, these stars are tiny little pinpricks, but when you get closer, when you've done all the geeky math stuff, you see that it's actually, they're a lot bigger than that. So, that is Earth compared to the size of the rocky planets. Okay? If we compare Earth to the gas giants, you can see Pluto, not very big. This was obviously prepared when Pluto was still on the scene. So, yeah, Planet X, way beyond that, then it gets really weird. Okay, so Earth, we thought was big. Compared to Jupiter, not so much. The next picture. Okay, if you can see Pluto, you are doing exceptionally well, because I can't. But yeah, we think our sun's not that big, but when you put it on a size scale, God made all of this. God made this vast world. Okay, Jupiter is about one pixel size in that picture. So yeah, chance of seeing Earth and Pluto, not really a happening thing. Okay, and that big sun, the big picture that you can't see the label of, in the next screen, that is the star that is to the left of the blue one. Okay, our sun, Jupiter is invisible at this scale. Our sun is one pixel in size. Okay, so these are people, as I say, far cleverer than me, who've looked at all this information and put all this together. Our God made this. Anyone feeling a bit insignificant right about now? Yeah, you're allowed to. Let's focus back in on something a little bit closer to home to make us feel happier. Now, I heard Ehiah call out what we're focusing on. Can you remember Ehiah? What did you say before? Lower Hutt, absolutely. Which part of Lower Hutt do you think we're going to be looking at? That's our church from above. You could be looking, if you peeled the roof off, you'd be looking at our heads right now. But let's take a little bit backwards. Okay, you can't see the words there. But if you are up a little bit closer, you can actually see the Ewan Bridge. And you can see the mall. You can see a few different schools there. So these are all things that are important in our world. We've got this big world, this planet Earth, which looks big in its own right. We've got those amazingly huge stars, and then we can focus in on us as well. And these are all static pictures, so I can't actually zoom anymore. Aha, that was the one I intended to go to. So yeah, you can see the Ewan Bridge there, you can see the mall, you can see a few schools. I've got no idea why one of the fitness centres has this little green label on it. Do I look like I go to a fitness centre? Anyway, that is our world. So, the vastness of creation is evidence of God's greatness. Sorry, these are just all the slides, don't worry. So, let's remind ourselves of what Kate and Sharon read in Psalm 148. They talked about the angels, the sun, the moon and the stars are all there to offer praise to God. So, all those big things are there saying, yay God, you're pretty cool. So I hope through zooming in and out that you got a sense of God's greatness, of how big and of how vast and how amazing creation is. Okay, that's all the big stuff. Let's have a look at the little stuff, our second point. The tiny things in creation are evidence of God's greatness. Now, thinking again, what's a small animal that you know? Ants. Another small one. Butterflies. We've got some cool ones there. I thought of a mouse, but as you know, rodents aren't my favourite thing. So I've got a different mouse. Okay. I like these mice. Other ones, not so much. Okay, so we can go smaller. People talked about ants. We've also got ladybugs that are pretty small. Ladybugs are tiny. Now, even smaller than a ladybug, we have bacteria. Now, each of those dots is a bacterial colony. They are millions and millions and millions of bacteria. Okay, you can't actually see a single bacteria with your naked eye. So God's made these huge stars and suns and planets, and he makes all these little things as well. Now that is a picture of a virus. It's called an adenovirus, which is one of the more than 200 types of viruses that have affected both me and Kath Forster over the last week and a half. Technically, viruses are not alive, but yeah, we kind of had to mention them anyway, just in case. Now, what I'd like you to do, kids and adults, is get your hand. Just have a look at your hand. And choose a finger, preferably your index finger, for all those who are thinking silly things. Now, I want you to have a look at your index finger and have a look at your fingerprints that are there. Can you see all those tiny little ridges? Can anyone reckon they could count all those ridges on their index finger? You could. You reckon you could do it right now? You could start. I'd lose track. I'd lose count. Okay, now I want you to also look at your index fingers and think of the movements that you can do with them. You've got all these tiny muscles and tendons and ligaments. You can go sideways and forwards and backwards. You can curl them. You can cross them over. Okay, the God that made the huge stars, made the planets, made people, made bacteria, made all those tiny little movements in your hand and those tiny little movements in your finger. So God is the God of the big stuff. God is God of the small, tiny stuff as well. Okay. The great God that created all this variety and power, detail and creation, it is evidence of God's greatness. One of the features of Matariki, which was a couple of weeks ago in June, was celebrating harvests and food cycles and planting cycles and things like that. That is done on a global scale now, and as Christians we can still join in with that celebration. Harvest festivals are common in some churches still. So I've got pictures of a few of my favourite foods up here. So coffee. Anyone know who the biggest global producer of coffee is? And yes, I did Google it, so if I've got it wrong, blame Google. Richard?
Brazil.
Brazil is the biggest global producer of coffee. Okay, chocolate's pretty good too. Hands up if chocolate's on your list. Okay, chocolate comes from cocoa beans. And that's why chocolate's a vegetable, because chocolate comes from cocoa comes from cocoa beans. Beans are a vegetable. So cocoa, chocolate. Who is the biggest producer of cocoa in the world? Which part of Africa? Not Uganda. No, it was the Ivory Coast. Okay, there is a French name for it, which is its official name. Didn't do French at school, so I'm not going to butcher that language. So if anyone wants to have a go later, feel free. Okay, bananas. My dad's favourite. Anyone got any idea who the biggest producer of bananas is? Well, I thought I heard someone yell it out. India. According to Google, and we know Google's never wrong. Okay. But food production's not just global. We live in this amazing country where we have a huge amount of food production that can happen here. Okay, anyone got any idea where those kumara were grown? They're grown in Northland. I've got an uncle who works on a kumara farm in Northland, and he's in charge of all the tractors and machinery and stuff like that. So we've got global food production, but we've got local food production. Okay. So, what other foods do we know that are produced in New Zealand? What are some good foods that we've got here that we grow?
Lamb.
Yep. Lamb is a very good one. Kiwi fruit. Avocados are very good when they're in season, absolutely. See, there's heaps of different things that we can celebrate about our own country. It doesn't just have to be global. We've got lots going on here with food production. God cares about the big stuff. God cares about the little stuff. God provides us with food and that as well. So, our third point. No, still our second one, reminding us of where we're at with that. Psalm 148, verse 10. There are giant things and there are small things. There's the global things that we've talked about. All those creatures on earth that are involved in that are called on to praise the greatness of God. Our third point. Staggering variety in humans should make us want to praise God. So, that first picture, we've got different heights, we've got different hair colours, different skin colours, different builds, body shapes, genders, all so, so different. God made us all. Yeah, picture of different eye colours. Again, God's in control of all of that as well. Now, this next picture is a real picture. Two fully grown adult males. Okay, the guy on the left has a genetic condition called primordial dwarfism. So he's about yay big. I can't remember exactly the height. And at the time when this photo was taken, he was the shortest fully grown adult male on the planet. And he's standing next to the guy who's the tallest fully grown adult male on the planet. Got no idea what's happening with his genes, but he definitely won't be buying them off the rack at Kmart. So, God's in control of all of this. God made all these amazing things and all this variety. Now again, I'd like you to have a look at your own hands. So, if you get your own hand and you bend your finger over like that, you've got that middle knuckle there. So looking at that middle knuckle, is anyone willing to admit they've got some hair growing on that knuckle? Yeah, that's a genetic trait. Some people are wired to have hair growing on that knuckle and some not. Now, get your thumbs. Big thumbs up. How many have got thumbs that bend way backwards? Hitchhiker's thumb. Yep, mine's relatively straight even though it does bend a little bit. But some people, it goes way backwards. That's a genetic trait as well. Yep, Rachel's one of them. Got to be good. Now, I know some of you have been dying to do this for ages, poking your tongue out. Yep, how many of you are willing to admit you cannot curl your tongue? Cool, if you guys could stand up just so we can... Come on, stand up. If you can't... Okay, that's genetic. Grab a seat. Okay, now... Thinking about your own eye colour, again, God's involved in all of this. Stand up if you've got blue eyes. Because we need to get moving a little bit more. Cool. Sit down. Stand up if you've got brown eyes. That's really unusual ratios for a group of people this size. Grab a seat. Now stand up if you either don't know what colour your eyes are or if there's some sort of ambiguous zone. Yeah. A lot of people in that as well. Okay, God made all this amazing variety in all of us. So God's cared about the big stuff, the vastness. He created the little stuff, the finger movements, the bacteria, all of those sorts of things. And God cares about us. All this variety comes from God. So let's have a look back again at Psalm 148. Should read that one out, actually. Psalm 148, verse 11 and 12. Praise him, kings and all peoples, princes and other rulers, young women and young men, old people and children too. Not only does all this amazing variety come from God, it shows us how great God really is. Praise, as is talked about in this entire psalm, is a totally legitimate response to this great God that we have. It's something that we are called to do. We can praise God not only by what we do and say here on a Sunday morning, but also how we live our lives and by what we say. That's the challenge I'd like you to take forward into this afternoon, tomorrow, this week, and beyond. God's big, the God of the small, the God of us. Cool. Now we're going to have a time of prayer. We've got some people, four people that are coming up to give us a hand with that. This is what you need your little bits of cardboard for. It'd be great if you had something to write with as well. So we've got a box of felt tips there and a box there. And if you didn't get the little bit of cardboard, there's a box floating around somewhere as well.
Okay. All right, we're on. I haven't reached my word limit yet, so I get to say more stuff. How is it that we can respond to this amazing, great God of ours? You have all got your small piece of card, hopefully. I would invite you to take some time to think about what you would like to say to God. Perhaps one of the verses from Psalm 148 has stuck out particularly to you. Perhaps you want to say thank you to God for something. That's up to you. I'd invite you to write your sentence on the card. And when you get home, I would encourage you to put this card somewhere where you will see it often. You could hang it above a window or use it as a bookmark in your Bible. You could blue tack it above the sink. This card will remind you of the vast world that God has made that we are a part of.
Thank you, God, for space. It is amazing and beautiful and so, so big. Please be with those people who are exploring space, whether it is with telescopes or space shuttles. Please help them to see your greatness.
Thank you, God, for the food we have. Please help the cocoa farmers in Ivory Coast and banana farmers in India and the coffee farmers in Brazil to make enough to provide fairly for their families and their workers. Thank you for the food that we can grow here in New Zealand. Please keep us free from drought, flood and disease.
And finally, thank you God for the amazing variety and people that you have made. Please help those who are bored in life and remind them of what an amazing world we live in. Please help us to never lose sight of you. Amen.
Cool, thank you. If we could have the music team back up for our final song, and then we'll say the benediction at the end of the service. Those cards, take them home, do whatever you need to do with them to remind you of how amazing our God is.